the rest of the story. The rich old recluse was dead. For more than 30 years, she'd lived in the mansion on French Street, and there one morning she died. Townsfolk had little to say as Lisbeth Andrew departed from their midst. Of course, they had little to do with her while she lived. Her fortune should have made her happy enough, they had thought. The following Saturday, a pathetic few stood by the grave to say goodbye, and that would have been that. But then, one by one, the handful who had known this sad, solitary woman came forward to tell the rest of the story. For locked up in the secret heart of Lisbeth Andrew was boundless tenderness. There were the children who visited her, who rushed to her side as she quietly roamed her yard. A smile and a pat on the head always awaited them, sometimes home-baked cookies and fresh fruit from her little orchard. One could see Lisbeth most any day, her dogs and her favorite cat trailing close behind as she went out to fill the bird feeder or to lure the squirrels she had tamed to her shoulders. Lisbeth loved animals, loved them. She once told a friend, "Their need is so great and there are so few who care for them." In fact, the town's Animal Rescue League was founded, subsequently prospered, largely through Lisbeth's generous contributions. The league's director once said that she was most sensitive to pain, could not bear to see suffering, not that of a person or the humblest animal. Lisbeth spent hours and dollars by the thousands comforting the needy, providing them with necessities, even luxuries they could never have afforded otherwise. She financed college educations for promising young people. She bought hundreds of books and distributed those to the poor. And yet, because what she gave so quietly. Her kindliness and generosity went mostly unrecognized during her lifetime. Lisbeth remained proud to the end of the hometown that largely shunned her. She sometimes even purchased property there in order to preserve or to improve the property. There were few real joys for Lisbeth. She attended the theater whenever she could, perhaps as a window to the excitement and the passion of which her own existence was utterly devoid. It said that one's life ought to be judged by what issues forth from it, that the tree should be judged by its fruit. Well, so behold, a gentle soul, a tender heart, an old woman with her dogs and her cat and her birds and her squirrels, giving cookies to children when they would visit her yard, a generous, unassuming spirit who financed college educations for promising young people, who bought books and distributed those to the poor, who spent hours and dollars by the thousands comforting the needy, who was ultimately tried, convicted, and hanged in the minds of her Fall River, Massachusetts neighbors for a crime of which she had been acquitted 3 decades previous. The courts found her innocent. Her neighbors found her guilty. You first learned about her in school through a cruel playground poem made up 100 years ago about a woman you've always known and yet never really knew, Elizabeth Andrew Borden. You mean 40 Wax Lizzie Borden? The same. Only now you know the rest of the story.